how was it to play in front of the home crowd, and how'd you feel about playing after joining the team midway?
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool for me. I know I had probably about 15 to 20 family out there today, so, you know, a super, super cool experience for me. I know I kind of got the call late, but I thought I'd, you know, do my best whenever I was out there.
What was the moment where you got into the game and you said, yeah, I'm going to have some fun now?
Yeah, honestly, it was probably my first shift for me. I think, you know, as soon as I got out there, I was super excited to be able to play. And, you know, with that atmosphere and especially being at home and having the family here, was it made it even more exciting for me.
What was it like playing with Sarah Nurse, Jimmy Lee Rattray, some veterans of this program, and you being put onto that line for a good part of the game?
Yeah, it helps a lot playing with those players. I mean, they've been around for a while, and you know, definitely learning as much as I can from those players and kind of feeding off them, and yeah, it was super cool to play with them.
To have the experience of just this crowd behind you, I mean, it's been so long since you played here in Saskatchewan, so I asked Emily this as well, but did you get an opportunity just to look up, see some of the jerseys, see some of the posters with your number on it, anything like that?
Yeah, I think I definitely, in warm-ups, I was kind of looking around and got a good look at the crowd and all the little girls that were there cheering us on, and you know, definitely a heartwarming feeling, I think, for me being a young girl and growing up in this area, and you know, being able to kind of to put myself in their shoes like I was at one point, and you know, to now be on the ice and be at this level is a pretty cool feeling for me. So definitely really cool.
And also, what was the atmosphere like just after the locker room, the way that you guys moved in the third period here, and just the resilience overall to keep yourself alive in the series?
Yeah, it was huge. It was electric. I think after that third goal, we kind of really started to, you know, get together as a group and kind of gain that energy and feed off of one another. And yeah, we're looking to kind of keep it going, and excited to get to Regina.
What was it like, just like 3:30 to go in the game and try to trust you to be on the ice in that situation? Just like one goal game and you just thrust into this new role. Like, what was that like, just have to trust your coach?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely pretty cool. I think, you know, for me going into it, I wanted to kind of stick to my game and what I've been doing. You know, not only in this game, but also with the PW and my team back in Boston, and kind of just going with what I've been doing this whole year. So I think having that trust from coach, like you said, is huge for me, and you know, definitely gives me lots of confidence.
How about just sharing the ice with Emily, like after the road you guys been on, and just to, like, soak in those final moments, those final seconds, and get the win? Just like, what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. Emily's been a huge role model for me. Since I can't even remember, I think I've always kind of looked up to her and trying to emulate everything that she's done and kind of follow in her footsteps. So, you know, it was super cool to share the ice with her for the first time at this level. And, yeah, just a really cool moment for us.